cut when he passed on.
I can remember Ray Lark was another engineer there, and when the pattern at night wouldn't change, we flipped buttons in the building there in Lake Elmo, and if it didn't change, they had to put on snowshoes and walk out to the towers, and that happened many times.
My pattern at night has never changed.
Yes, that's true.
One thing that's been bothering me all
Take your snowshoes off. Your snowshoes and your snow white hair. I love it.
I've never been able to talk this long on rock and roll radio, ever.
I know what's going
Should
on.
Should we be doing something?
Times have changed.
Rick Nelson.
Rick Nelson's on the phone.
No.
Oh, my God. Talk about long distance.
Okay, the traveling man.
Tight board. We're running a tight board.
Hello, Ricky.
Hello, Rick.
Rick.
Are you there? Bring out the 45s again. These CDs are very undependable.
Penny, we appreciate your phone call.
Hey, thanks. It really gave me a great feeling to have you guys reminisce about my dad. I was just really excited. Me and my son Ryan are just sitting here, and he's begging me to have you say his name over the radio. And so
Nick was a hell of a guy.
I really am grateful.
Yeah, he was a good guy.
He was very good.
Penny, thanks.
Thank you.
And a nice weekend.
From Channel 63 to 101.3, celebrating 35 years of playing the hits. KDWBFM, Richfield, St. Paul, Minneapolis.
Traveling man. And my name is Paul Hedberg. I'm here with Lou Riegert Waters. And also Donald K. Martin, and it's a Saturday morning here at Channel 63. I would like to say this, as I mentioned, we mentioned earlier, the last time I was on this station was on when it was on 63, and that was December 30th of 1962, and Lou Riegert and I went out, and Lou introduced me to my wife. I've been married to her now for 32 years. I want to thank you for that.
Yes.
You did a good job. And I've known all three of Lou's wives, and he's...
Great, Paul. Thanks for throwing that in, buddy.
I've been married 35 years. 35 years married, still in love with the same woman.
Really?
My wife finds out, she'll kill me.
I knew a guy once had been married 70 years, but to five different women. That doesn't... Anna's on the phone. Hello.
Oh, okay. I pulled out an old album that I have. It's called KDWB Discoveries.
Oh, my. Yeah.
And a bunch of the DJs are on the cover.
Uh-huh.
Sam Sherwood, Don DeShane, Art Way, Lou Riegert, Bob Friend, Randy Cook, Bobby Dale, and Hal Murray are all on the front. It's just a kick. All the old songs. It opens and closes with the old KDWB jingle. It's pretty funny.
if you bring that in, that album is now worth about $10,000.
Seriously?
Yeah, if you bring it in there and ask for Larry Benson.
and
give it to him, and he'll write you a check.
Yeah.
We'd like to thank Larry Benson, of course, who is the owner of KDWB. And I worked for him when he owned WLOL. He really brought popular music to the Twin Cities back in about 1952. So our thanks, and I'm sure everybody here, Lou and Donald K.
Hey, Larry, we love you.
Larry's a good guy, and we appreciate being here, and happy 35th anniversary.
And 35 more to you. We'll be back in, 2000 and what?
What?
We'll be looking forward to that.
Thanks very much. We appreciate it.
Thank you, buddy.
KDWB, Channel 63.
This is dedicated to the one I love.
A brand new dance three different times.
Everybody's doing a brand new dance now. Do the bump, bump, bump. Come on, baby.
Do the bump, bump, bump. KDWB, celebrating 35.
35 years of radio history. Hi, I'm Chris Roberts, and on my left is Bob Lang. He's joined
us
here.
Wait, how can you be so doggone loud and peppy in the morning?
Oh, hey, it's
he sounds like a boss jock for sure, doesn't he?
Hey, there's Mark Anderson. Hey, Mark, how you doing? Well, we're three here, and as I mentioned just a moment ago, that particular song written by Carole King, who was on, David Letterman a couple of nights ago, has been a brand new song on three different occasions. First time was with Little Eva, and who did the second? Who had the second version?
Lawrence Welk. And then it was covered by
Grand Funk. And then more recently, what in the last 10 years? It was a who was that? Kylie Minogue or somebody like that?
It's come out three different times on the three occasions that you've changed your name.
That's right. I'm the only guy to get fired from KDWB three times, returning again each season, like Harold Stassen, actually, only under a new alias, first as Lord Douglas in 1971 as Chris Roberts, and most recently as Harley Worthit.
The future is here. It's Techno Comics, the first state-of-the-art comic book entertainment store.
Special surprise gift for all participants.
Radio 63.
You broke my heart, 'cause I couldn't dance.
KDWB, celebrating 35 years of radio history. Bob Lang and Mark Anderson and Chris Roberts here. I remember because, as I said, I've labored under so many aliases here. Golly, Bob, when you first started at KDWB, what was that, back in 72?
1972, June of 1972. Came down from Duluth, which was experiencing winter at the time.
To replace me.
And what month was that again?
I replaced Mark, and it was because Mark left or had to leave. It was something like that. Never asked after that.
In fact, Chris replaced me also. I'm sitting here with the two guys who replaced me twice on the radio.
Sort of like stereo.
Yeah, right.
Well, but what was it? June, you say, of 1972?
June 1972.
Okay, and it was still winter up in Duluth, you said.
Still winter up in Duluth. There were these great big icebergs floating in the channel up there by the lift bridge. So I thought that might be a good time to get out of Duluth and come down to where it was spending summer. Was really nice and warm, you know.
Well, of course, Bob Lang first heard back then, and it was a tradition for years and years, and I believe it still is the tradition, for records to always debut, to be heard first on KDWB. If it's big, if it's worth hearing, it happens here first. And I remember a situation back when I was on the air. Sam Sherwood, one of the icons of broadcasting here in the Twin Cities, dialed me up on the phone, and this was a situation that wasn't really that common back then. He called me. He got a transatlantic line from London. He had been in England, and he had gotten a hold of the brand new Beatle album and got a transatlantic, it wasn't by satellite, it was like by the cable, and which I just hit over there, the cable, and he just fed that down the line so that the folks in the Twin Cities here could hear the latest Beatles song first. We recorded that, and we also played it live right off of the line from London, England, where he was playing it.
And in order so other radio stations wouldn't copy that, they would interrupt in the song, telephonically yours from exclusively telephonically yours on KDWB or something like that.
Beeps and all kinds of things.
Yeah, because they didn't want the other radio stations in town picking it up and using it, copying it.
That's correct. Well, it was proprietary music, and we wanted to make certain that everyone knew that KDWB had the first hits. As a matter of fact, here are the jingle singers here. Always heard first on KDWB.
It's a hit. You hear it first. Exclusively on KDWB.
That'd be your typical radio week, 8 days a week. KDWB celebrating 35 years of radio history. 989-KDWB is a telephone number. Bullet Bob Lang, Chris Roberts, Mark Anderson. Hardly worth it. Lord Fletcher
in here. It's
Lord Nelson.
Yeah.
Okay. Whatever it was. Is it okay if we say hi to somebody? Like, if I wanted to say hi to Tom or Carrie, it'd be okay. You want? Oh, he's shutting off the microphone. I can't do that. We have somebody on the telephone right now, Jeff McKee. How you doing, Jeffer?
Oh, fantastic! And to hear Bullet Bob Lang.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's been Bullet a while, guy.
Bullet and I used to play so much tennis.
That's
where he got his name. Bullet was from that unbelievable left-handed tennis swing.
I had this the shot that was for the money shot or for the drink shot, and whenever I needed to blow you away, Jeffy, I just used the bullet shot, and you were gone.
I know. Unbelievable. And I'll bet you're still tall and lean these days, huh?
Well, tall, lean, and handsome.
Yeah,
that's the way you got to think of Bob Lang. You know, you haven't seen me in a long time, but think of like an Arnold Schwarzenegger, same type of body, same look.
Well, and
you know,
it's a good look, I know. We always
and just a little more hair, too.
You know, we were talking here, and a lot of people don't remember this. Maybe that's, you know, how good it was. But the remember you did a record?
Oh, sure.
For Bang
Evil,
Records?
Evil Bull Weevil.
Evil Bull Weevil.
That was him.
Yeah.
That was Jeff McKee.
Yeah. Hey, Jeff.
It was Snake River Canyon over the Chattahoochee River. I moved up to Minneapolis. I'm originally from the Midwest, and it was wonderful for me to be able to move back to my home area. And I had been in Atlanta when Evel Knievel jumped over the Snake River Canyon back in 1974. And down in Atlanta, just for a goof, one day we put together this thing for Evel Knievel, but it was Evel Bull Weevil because we were in the South, and all the amazing people down there who had I think, 29 streets in the city of Atlanta named Peachtree. So we had Ed Peachtree, who was the voice of it. And Ed was actually sounded an awful lot like Ed Sullivan, who passed away the fall of 1974. And immediately every radio station in the United States, out of respect for Ed Sullivan, took the record off the radio. And we sold about 100,000 copies of it. I had a new Mercedes-Benz ordered and had to cancel the order because Ed passed away and everybody took it off. I was kind of like the Vaughn Meter of the 70s. Remember Vaughn Meter?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
First
and,
family
and
record.
David Fry. Remember David Fry?
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, he did the Nixon,
the
Nixon version of
that. Yeah. Well, now, like Paul Harvey would say, Jeff, we know the rest of the story.
Yeah, moved up. I remember the first night I was on KDWB, and I had been living in Atlanta, and I brought very little with me in terms of winter clothing. It was mid-February, and I got in the car, and it might even have been Bullet, who was on the air, said the wind chill was 77 degrees below zero, and all I had was just a winter coat, no gloves, no scarf, no hat, no nothing, and came out there to the farm. Now the station's moved in the last few years, correct?
Oh, not only moved, but the building that we used to be in with those six gigantic towers is torn down.
Wow. Well, the building is still there. The towers are down.
The towers are down. And is the pizza place right down on 12?
Andy's, gone a long time ago.
Oh,
Captain Jack's, that's gone.
Well, I just, happy birthday to KDWB. It was one of the great radio experiences of my life. And I fly through Minneapolis, St. Paul every once in a while and always have wonderful thoughts. And, you know, over my radio travels in the last few years, every once in a while, I'll get on the radio, and my real name is Jeff McKee, and I've always used that, and I'll get somebody, and they'll say, hey, you know, I remember you from KDWB back in the mid-70s, and it's just wonderful to hear the voice of the radio station, Bob Lang, and all you guys having a great time. Happy birthday.
Hey, thanks.
Before
you go, one more thing?
Yes, sir.
The thing I remember about you at KDWB was, remember when you'd start up the record as soon as you get done talking in the talk set, you'd start reading a novel?
Well, I was trying to improve my mind, and now I'm sitting out here in Boston, in this educated part of the United States, where everybody is proud of me because I read so much.
Well, that's good, and it was fine and dandy with me because you and I would switch shifts. But when you asked me to come in and do the segues so you could get to Chapter 4, that's when I started this argument. Good talking
to you,
Jeff.
At least it was not Chapter 11.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, let's get back to some tunes here. Let's hit Motown. All right. All right. I'm looking down the list of guests we have coming up here probably around noon, TDB, Trudon Blue, and oh, so many other voices you'll remember from KDWB 63. Chuck Buell's in the other room. He'll be in here shortly, and later returning to accept his Lifetime Achievement Award posthumously, Jackson Ross.
Walk it all the way up.
All right.
Here we go.
KDWB.
Right.
WB, celebrating 35 years of radio history. Chris Roberts and Bob Lang and Mark Anderson, and coming up here later on today, along with Don Blue returning to Twin City Radio, it's going to be the long-awaited return of Bobby Wild. He's going to be back in here. Bobby, I guess, is going to have the translation of the actual real words to Louie Louie. He'll share with those a little later on this afternoon. And, of course, we're remembering for you the seven swinging gentlemen of 63 and so many others with 35 years of today's best music. And I guess, golly, Bob and Mark, we're apparently this season's Boys of October. We won't be hearing the crack of the bat again till Tanya Harding gets reorganized.
Bang.
You like my shirt here today?
I love your shirt.
Yeah, this is one of those circa 1974 KDWB.
Nice
sounds like
on
a
it.
Bitch a t-shirt. Yeah, it's
sounds
very
like
politically
a what?
Correct.
What? What?
You can't say that on our radio.
And one time, boy, we've seen a lot of program directors come and go, haven't we?
That was, we did see a lot of program directors come and go, and that, the Sounds Like a Bitch program promotion was probably one of the most popular promotions in radio at the particular time. Everybody was wearing a t-shirt like that. We even had patches made. Mm-hmm. And we started off promotion because we didn't want to say bitch on the air, and people got upset about it. And then we told them how it was spelled. It was B-I-C-H.
Mm-hmm.
And then
makes it all right.
It was, it was cool after that, yeah. But one of the program directors, can we mention his name?
Certainly.
Yeah. Buzzy Bennett, mm-hmm. who was in town and came to revamp KDWB and actually did quite a good job getting us back up in the ratings race. Had a motivator that I've never seen in any, never seen any other program director. You know, he can use money as a motivator. He can use the drugs and the women and the liquor.
All that usual stuff.
All that usual stuff. But Buzzy, the first day Buzzy came to town, and Trudon Blue and I and Rob Sherwood were in a meeting with the new program director, and Buzzy was giving us a lesson on how to say the call letters K D W B. But he did it while he was waving it had to be about a 42-inch Bowie knife underneath Bruce's and my and Rob's nose, right? Mm-hmm. And you can believe me that we did start saying the call letters the correct Buzz Bennett way after that. And I remember as soon as we got done with the meeting, we closed the door, and Rob and I and Blue looked at each other and said,
it's about time to start sending those tapes out.
You got it.
He went away, and you hung around and bothered me every night.
KDWB with the Rolling Stones are going to be here December 11th. Big concert, going to be fun.
No satisfaction. Here's what's happening.
Bob Lang reminding you to be sure to join KDWB's John London this Saturday night for the Party Zone live on KDWB at the Bird Nightclub in Maplewood.
You know, John's going to be there broadcasting from 9 to 1, and he'll have tons of cool KDWB prizes to hand out.
For more information, call the KDWB fun phone at 340-1013. And more of KDWB's 35th anniversary reunion continues next on KDWB.
This Halloween, the monsters are coming.
Okay. Bisquick pancakes. A tradition in the making.
Feeling good, the new KDWB, FM 101.
Chris Roberts right here. KDWB's been playing today's best music for 35 years. It was as a kid growing up in Iowa because of the national reputation for this radio station, KDWB. The reputation it earned, its excellence, tradition for fun and flair, real radio show business that I wanted to someday become part of the KDWB family. And why? Now as an instructor at Brown Institute, my students also want to one day work at legendary KDWB.
Well, East Coast girls are hit by really.
KDWB, celebrating 35 years of radio history. Miles of memories and my girl. Here's a tip.
From Channel 63 to 101.3. Celebrating 35 years of playing the hits. KDWB-FM, Richfield, St. Paul, Minneapolis.
Here we grow again, here we grow again.
More music, more fun, more swinging, more number one. KTWB, Channel 63.
21 degrees on the Jackson Ross program.
Hi, Mommy, listen to KTWB.
And winners, 12 o'clock midnight, and I'm Bob Lang.
The rock of the Twin Cities, KDWB.
KDWB with a flight of the Cosmic Phoenix. I'll tell you, if days like today, 5 o'clock, I am the true Don Blue.
KDWB, it's me, John London.
Almost the weekend, Friday afternoon with Michael Knight.
KDWB, it's me, Tony Blind.
KDWB.
Jerry Dixon, you jam in the box.
KDWB, we're Tom Suistopoulos Music. Let's do it.
35 years of radio history.
Nobody plays more music. KDWB.
Back to the hits. What are you saying, huh? We got Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels.
You do that very well.
Thank you very much.
You've done this before.
You
You're just showing off for the kids around.
Music must keep going. The ratings of the station are dropping faster than O.J. Simpson's bank balance.